adventure and make it worth the wait.
There's so much to see when you're wandering free on this little blue world we call home.
Home, we call home.
Explore Minnesota.
Today is the biggest religious holiday in the Islamic world, and many Muslims here in Minnesota are celebrating by spending at least part of their day here at the Mall of America.
In America, we have come up to a crossroads of the Constitution versus Islamic law. Most of the people in America don't even know what Islam means. It's just a religion that we've been told that it's a religion of peace.
Terror connection leading right back to the Twin Cities.
Federal authorities say that a man's been arrested on terror-related charges.
Major concerns in the Somali community over a terror recruitment video that was released by Al-Shabaab.
It's often the lead story in the Twin Cities. Terror recruits coming from Minnesota, where thousands of Somalis relocated after civil war ripped their country apart in 1991.
When we look at this through the Refugee Resettlement Program, we have to look at it through a couple different prisms. First of all, the Refugee Resettlement Program was created from the United Nations High Council of Refugees, and then it was displaced, these refugees, through the State Department. And then the State Department then gives them and hands them down to 9 voluntary contractors called VOLOGs. These 9 VOLOGs, 6 of those are basically what they call religious affiliations. The Refugee Resettlement Program is designed and created out of the United Nations. It has really no control here in the United States, nor do cities like St. Cloud, Wilmer, and Minneapolis have any control over it. They are controlled out of the United Nations with the disbursement of people. And they pick and choose who these refugees are going to be, depending on the working class that we need in the United States and throughout the world. This is a very lucrative business, but it's a lucrative business for 9 volunteer agencies at the upper level. So when we say this is a humanitarian issue, it has nothing to do with humanitarianism. It has to do with cheap labor being shuffled from one country to the next, and businesses are transporting and they need cheap labor. And Minnesota is a prime example of cheap labor.
So why have so many Somali Americans chosen to live here? Good question. Here's Heather Brown.
There isn't just one Somali American story, but rather 69,000 in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the largest population of Somali Muslims outside of the country of Somalia. Well, if you've ever read even the first 4 articles of the Somali Constitution, and you can read that in 5 minutes, those 4 articles make it very clear that the culture, the life, the mindset, the ingrained belief system of every person of Somali descent is to be Islamic. No other religion, no other process, no other religious system is even allowed in Somalia. So now you're bringing these folks by the boatload, trainload, whatever the numbers are, to the United States. Many of them because they want to get out of the ugly civil war and the poverty and the distress in their own country. And where do people in the world come when they want opportunity, when they want freedom? They want to come to America. So now you bring into America millions of people whose mindset is from their own nation. And they are brought into a nation that tells them they have religious freedom. They look at the First Amendment and say, gosh, you got freedom of speech. We didn't have that. We got freedom of the press. We don't really have that. We have freedom of religion and religious expression. Okay, I guess as long as we got the right religion, we can do that. But how many of those Muslims that come here are Sharia adherent? Somewhere on the conservative end now, could be higher, I'm going to use a conservative number, but about 10% of those who come here are Sharia compliant. And not only are they Sharia compliant, they are tied directly to the jihadist movement and they are being directed by the Muslim Brotherhood.
The Muslim Brotherhood is now fighting for its survival. designated a terrorist organization in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Syria, and Russia.
There are elements of Muslim Brotherhood that have now become part of governments.
There's an Islamist ideology, which basically...
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "that's why you should be
hanged."
The
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, here we are again, friends, seeing very few, far and few between, that are taking a care as to what's going on in their country. But rest assured, for all those that are ignoring the facts today, rest assured it's coming right to their front door. And folks, I've been telling people this, and now they're knocking on your front door, telling you that they're coming to your front door. And there's still people that want to stay distracted. I mean, I'm talking to America, right? I'm talking to the American people that have already forgot the pandemic and the millions upon tens of millions of people that have been murdered by their own government. But some will say, well, that's pretty bold. Yeah, but it's true, isn't it? I mean, this is the same government. I'm talking about our said representative, which is a reflection of we the people, because we understand that every country deserves the government that it has, right? I'm taking responsibility and righting the wrongs. I'm not here complaining about what I'm tolerating. I'm addressing the issue. I'm showing the responsible party who's responsible for what's going on in this country. First, it starts with the church, yes, and then it goes throughout the government. But again, friends, this is the same people, 345 million people that give permission to their said representative government to illegally sanction the murder of children, to redefine marriage where two men can get married and two women can get married. Oh, the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. And back in the 60s said, you can't do this anymore. You can't pray in school. You got to remove the Ten Commandments. Anything to do with God's law, oh my goodness, and the church let them do it. And now we're seeing the fallout of all of that which is going on. Now we're going fast forward to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 concerning what is happening in our cities of America today. And we're talking about those that are being used to basically play out the political battering ram to upend who we are as a people. Hey, friends, let me tell you this. I'm covering this again because the problem hasn't been dealt with. I'm covering this again because there's no resolve. No, the only thing that's happening today is your said representatives highlighting the problem. I think they have forgotten, as well as the people that allegedly put them there, not... But I think they have forgotten that their responsibility is to actually enforce the laws against the crimes of those that they're magnifying. This is how backwards people have become in this country. Read Isaiah 59 verse 14. Also read 5:28 of Jeremiah when you get a moment, because that's exactly what's going on. The people are just ignoring it. to their own demise. Amos 6:3 comes to my aid as well. Bradley, what are you talking about? Listen to this. Listen to this little stooge here, Marco Rubio, another Zionist, showing his allegiance to that of Kabbalah. And another country, friends, we're secondary to all of that. They're using the people of this country to prop up a global order. And that's exactly what goes full circle, friends, right back to the use of the Muslims as a political battering ram to upend who we are to implement a new government. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you. If you haven't taken the time to study history just a little bit, friends, you'll see exactly what I'm telling you is spot on. And first and foremost, it's found in scripture, friends. It's all there.
In the world, identify the West writ large, but the United States in particular, as the greatest evil on the earth. And every chance to have the notion that somehow radical Islam would be comfortable with simply controlling some province in Iraq or Syria is just not borne out by history. Radical Islam has shown that their desire is not simply to occupy one part of the world and be happy with their own little caliphate.
Okay, so this is Marco Rubio talking about the dangers of Islam, but yet he's in federal government, and what has he done to put a stop to what's going on? They haven't. No, as a matter of fact, if you look at the history, just the short history of how they've been allured into America since the 90s, it's been the mayors and the governors and the federal government working hand in glove, obeying their masters at the United Nations, which is created after World War II because it failed during World War I.
They want to expand. It's revolutionary in its nature. It seeks to expand and control more territories and more people. And radical Islam has designs openly on the West. On the United States, on Europe, we've seen that progress there as well. And they are prepared to conduct acts of terrorism. In the case of Iran, nation-state actions, assassinations, murders, you name it.
Yep,
whatever it
exactly
takes.
Exactly what
them
they're responsible
to gain
for, friends.
Their influence and ultimately their domination of different cultures and societies. That's a clear and imminent threat to the world and to the broader West, but especially to the United States, who they identify as the chief source of evil on the planet. Okay, the reason why they hate the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the leadership of the UAE, of Bahrain, is because they've allowed the United States to partner with them. That's why they hate them. They consider them infidels for it. They hate Israel. But they also hate America.
Notice what he said. They hate Israel. That's the first thing he said. They hate Israel. And then he said, and America. Friends, you have to pay attention because it does come down to semantics. They always catch themselves. As they say, give them enough rope and they'll always, well, Marco just did it for you right there, friends.
We have influence. They seek to attack it, including here in the homeland. If you look at the domestic terrorists, at the attacks that have happened here domestically, the overwhelming majority of them have been inspired by radical Islamic viewpoints.
And that's not true. The use of the Muslims as mercenaries to do the biddings of the Mossad and the CIA. Now, that's the truth of the matter. If you want the truth, and I suspect that's probably why you came and turned or tuned us in today. Folks, they're used to do the things that they're doing to destabilize. Anybody in the intelligent community already knows who's using and creating Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and the list goes on. And one of the things that I've been highlighting over the last couple of days, friends, is we know statistically from the FBI who's responsible for the crimes that Marco's highlighting right now. But yet, for some reason or another, they have not been prosecuted for their crimes. Now, doesn't that go to prove the point, friends? Doesn't that go to prove the point that they're using them for their outcome? That's what terrorism is all about. Do you guys remember what Condoleezza Rice said? She said, the system of terror is responsible for what is going on. She said terror is the creation to mold politically the control that they want. Remember, put that up against James Madison, the father of our Constitution. What did he say concerning what it is that we're seeing today? He said, if terrorism ever comes into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Just like I've said before, and I'll say it again, friends, concerning September 11th, who has profited from September 11th more than these agencies that have been created, militarized, and weaponized against the American people more than your said representative government? I'm here to tell you, absolutely no one. And furthermore, look who they're subjugated to, friends. Marco just told you that. They hate Israel and the United States of America. This is the theme they're trying to condition the American people to accept now. Folks, These individuals are merely using you for their end game. And that is the truth of the matter. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how it works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point.
Today,
with truth they can't deny, but warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You can check us out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. You can give us a call if you'd like. Contend for the faith. Add to, take away. That's your call. Jude 3 and 4. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Do not wait until the last segment, please. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now, I'm going to keep moving here, friends, but I do want you to pay attention. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm going to show you this on OBS right now, but when you go over there, we got contributors from all over the country that are our former military, they're constitutional attorneys, they're preachers, they're in the culture war. As I continue reiterate, as the sons of Issachar knew the time, so do they. If you're not a part of the culture war, you're not going to understand what's going on. And these guys are in the fight giving answers, and this is their testimony, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. But I was just making the point during the last segment, friends, that if terrorism ever comes into this country, it will come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And I laid to your candor just a simple question. You answer it. I'm not going to form your opinion for you.
Who has profited from September 11th more than your said representative government? Your limited government that have operated and has been operating out of the scope of authority in a major, major way with the use of the Unpatriot Act, which should be called rightly the Act of Tyranny, because it undermines the Constitution. I mean, let's just highlight one thing that we can consider besides the Department of Homeland Security, which was found busing in illegals into this country. Again, they're sold to you as one thing. They're doing the exact opposite. Same thing we're seeing with ICE right now, finding that the IDF is actually a part of that unconstitutional agency, testing the people to see how far they can go with them. Oh, and the list goes on. But let's go in particular to that of the TSA, which is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. Remember how it all started out? Remember back after September 11th, you know, we need security, we need security. And people started to pay attention to the fact that, wait a second, this is a our government is accusing us of being potential terrorists here, when in fact, they're the ones that are the terrorists. They're accusing every single person that gets on a plane, every single person that gets on a bus, every single person that gets on a train. Oh, and the list goes on. Remember how it all started? And then we started finding out about all these TSA agents and how they're the baser sort. 1 Kings 13:33. Yes, you can apply that to these individuals. Found out that they were actually trafficking children, trafficking drugs, stealing from people that were going to the airports. The list goes on. Remember that? And it didn't stop there, right? And remember Rand Paul, Mr. Sellout himself? You know, remember the guy that, in by the way, he just came out again, that one of the great American appeasers that came out and said, hey, listen, we got more information on Anthony Fauci. You know that guy? You know, and he raised how much money, garnering more wealth unto himself, only to find out that his wife was going behind the backs of the American people. Well, Rand Paul was allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci for his crimes against the American people and how much money he raised. I'm just reiterating that point again, only to find out his wife was buying stock in Remdesivir. Remember, he just came out and he did the same thing. But do you remember after September 11th, he was also the guy that went out and he stood up in Congress and he put his hands up in the air and he said, this is really odd that we have to do this when we go through the airport. You know, it's funny, I had one of my little kids as we were traveling across the country in a major way during that particular time, and he's seen that falsified, fictitious, fabricated, and contrived movie called Schindler's List, which is completely fictitious for those that didn't know. That's a fact. Cross-check me. But he said, Dad, he said, this is like Germany back in the 30s. I said, that's exactly what it is. But go fast forward. TSA. What does it become? Did they get rid of the TSA? No, absolutely not. Not only that, but we also found out Rand Paul did nothing about it but highlight the crime to raise more money again. And then we found out that George Soros was actually one that was investing into those scanners that actually hurt your physical body before you go to and fro throughout the airport. And then before you know it, we knew that the airports didn't have to have them, but we also found out that if they didn't have them, some sort of terroristic threat is going to take place mysteriously just in time to ensure that they put the TSA in every single airport in the United States of America, because what they're trying to do is Europeanize America. Well, did it stop there? Absolutely not. The sellout from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, what does she do, friends, besides lie to the people of her state during the whole pandemic? How she was sitting there talking about fighting for your rights, and before you knew it, friend, she was actually the one that was encroaching upon your rights. And she was called out to be the liar that she is, just like Ron DeSantis in Florida, friends. Again, they do the opposite of what they say, Isaiah 5:20. But go back to the TSA. Did it stop there? No, now Kristi Noem's coming in and say, you need a real ID, which, by the way, you don't need. So then information goes abroad to the people of the United States of America, and they start denying the fact that they're going to allow them to take a picture and they don't have their real ID, so on and so forth. So what did they do just recently? They jacked it up, and now you have to pay $45 if you don't produce an ID. They're tightening the noose on you, people, aren't they? That's called your sin. You're a slave to your sins. And you're allowing these scoundrels to be used to tighten the noose upon you, to forge the chains that they're putting upon you and your children. Somehow or another, there's some people, very far and few between, I hope, that when they go into the airport that they're actually content with having a bunch of perverts, no joke, putting their hands all over their wives and all over their children, and they somehow or another feel safe about it, yet it's a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment. Do you not understand that what's going on in your country today, friends, counters, it runs antithetical to everything that your forefathers established? You're giving the corrupt all power and authority over your lives as to what our forefathers threw off on your behalf. You're exchanging freedom for chains, people. This is ridiculous. Let me ask you, over the last 24 years, what hasn't the allegations of terror been used for? What's it been used for? Has it been used against the illegals that have been lured in by these same people that are telling you for the last 18 years that it was the Muslims that dropped the towers? No. No, folks, they're the ones luring them in. They were the ones, your politicians are the ones that told you they were the ones responsible for dropping the towers. Now the same media is attacking you for defending yourself against them people that they first told you were responsible for the act of terror, which in fact, that is what they're responsible for. But September 11th was not committed on the American people by Muslims. That is a fact. And of course, you're never going to hear through the mainstream media how over 50% of the people after September 11th filled the streets accusing our government for the crimes of September 11th. Nobody wants to acknowledge the truth because they want to suspect or believe somehow or another that they're not capable of committing such crimes. Oh my goodness. Who killed John F. Kennedy? Who killed RFK? Who killed Martin Luther King Jr.? Who sent your boys, Amos 4, to go over and kill a bunch of innocent people in Iraq to steal away their oil on the behalf of Halliburton to the equivalency of $34.5 billion? Who was that? Only to find out there was never no weapons of mass destruction. Hey, folks, before that happened, you were crazy if you didn't just go along with the corrupt lead of the government. Only to find out that the one and the twos and the threes and the fours that stood all by themselves telling you it was a complete fraud, telling you exactly what General Wesley Clark said, they're only using our military to steal away their oil. And that's exactly what they did. And after the war, what did they do? They came back, listened to the said president who was born with a spoon in his mouth, who's corrupt from the top of his head. And I'm talking about George W. Bush Jr., and the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree concerning his father and his grandfather, right? Prescott Bush and George Bush Sr. Only to find out there was no weapons of mass destruction. How easily the sheep are led. How easily the sheep are led. Now they are blatantly giving you a full exhibition and showing you who their allegiance is to, and the American people still haven't figured it out. I had one thinker online just a moment ago talking about the Muslims are simply being used as a broom to sweep away their opposition by the Zionist Jews, which are not the Jews of the Lord. But I reiterate that, but people don't want to hear that because that's not what they're lying hireling from the pulpit saying, John 10:12, week after week, not realizing it's them individuals that you've been listening to that have brought about the present state of America. It's the wrong gospel. It's not the right gospel. Read Galatians 1:8. My goodness, people. The reason I was bringing up sonsoflibertymedia.com is now I'm seen here by Tim Brown. Trump forms a litigation task force to literally force states into AI compliance and overturn state AI laws. Wow, isn't that amazing? Well, they did it with ICE. They did it after 1913 concerning the IRS. I mean, the American people, why don't you just give it to them all? I mean, you pretty much have given it to them anyways.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Really? Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Well, I had a thinker online, and I love this because I haven't seen this guy before or this lady. You had just said that Israel is using the Muslims as the broom to sweep away. And I'm just here to tell you, it's exactly right. And see what you're seeing, by the way, with that, if I might address that. It's interesting that you would know that because there's very few people that are actually taking the time to understand that this is being used. The Muslims are being used over and over and over again throughout history as missionaries to do the very things that they're attempting to do in America today. And if people would merely look to the Netanyahus of the world, the modern day Israel created by Rothschild and Thomas Herzl back in 1898, who was an atheist, you would clearly understand what's going on here on top of the Balfour Compact. But people don't want to just, they don't know the word enough. They don't know the Constitution enough, and they don't care to know. And that's why the Lord says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But let me just go ahead and give you the direct quote. And I'm high-fiving my friend on social media platforms right now. It says, Rabbi David Toto says, the Jewish Messiah will only appear once Edom, the United States, European Christianity is totally destroyed. So he says, so I ask you, is it good news that Islam invades Europe? They're pretty much friends dealing with it now, right? After the fact. And America's right there opening up their arms to them as they're being exported on demand of the people in the millions over here in America. He said, so I ask you, is it good news that Islam invades Europe? It is excellent news. Islam is the broom of Israel. So are all of these terror organizations, friends. Who do they work for? Who's destabilizing and overthrowing governments? And what's the end aim? How is it that they've been eradicated so many times, all of these terror organizations, but yet somehow or another, they keep popping their heads up? They're even using the same names, friends. I mean, some of these terrorists have been killed 3 and 4 and 5 times. They're using the same names, and they're telling you over and over again that it's the same one that was killed again by our military or some foreign military. We put a stop to it. No, those are always for political points, friends, to gain what? Public approval. If people would pay attention, you'll always find that the devil is in the details. And when it comes to what's going on with modern-day Israel, and by the way, TPUSA, in a big, major way, you would understand that it is devilish from the very root. From the very root. And now, by the way, what is TPUSA, what are they being used for now? To infiltrate the churches. What are they doing now, friends? They're taking pastors and bringing them over to Israel to basically get them to start pom-pomming for their alleged created Israel that they want to use and selling to the people that they're the chosen of God. Well, just let me say this. You have to find those that have not been born of the Spirit, because those that have been born again of the Spirit, they have discerning of spirits and they can recognize the devil, because the Bible clearly tells us in 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 that the Satan himself transforms his ministers into the angels of light. But what did he say? You judge them according to their works and what they're doing. No, no, we just got to follow our favorite politicians headlong, right into the hell, the wide and broad that they mean to make it for the people to follow through. Now, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Jesus said, there's few be there that find it. Look up the word few, and you're going to start taking it a little bit more seriously than most people are today. I was going to tell you, I don't know if you've seen this, speaking of TPUSA, but folks, and it's not an echo chamber. This is overwhelming. Everybody's seeing that Fox News is somehow or another taking on the project of trying to put Erica Kirk in the position of being a victim. But the problem is the American people, for the most part, are not buying it. She's despised. She's hated. She's being moved right now to actually respond, friends, to what they're not answering. She's trying to figure out why people are so angry about all of that which is going on with the narrative that the government is sending, and the list goes on. Well, it's happening because you're not taking the responsibility in answering questions. The only thing that the American people are getting more and more of is more questions, because there's nothing right about the narrative that has been sold to the American people as to what allegedly took place there in Utah September 10th of this last year. But this is Erica. If you're on social media platforms right now, this is her. Just a couple days ago, she was on Fox News, who's a front for modern day Israel. Just like the rest of them, they're all CIA affiliated and controlled, the Mockingbird Media. But what you need to see here, friends, is this is Erica Kirk right here. She's yelling at people that are making thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars over what took place there on September 10th, allegedly. Notice I'm saying allegedly again. Well, see, what's crazy about that is, I don't know if people know this or not, but TPUSA is run by the Mossad. This is all out in the light now. They're under investigation right now for using TPUSA to funnel money into different organizations, going back to, guess what, friends, modern-day Israel and their money. Just ask Netanyahu. He was the one that offered Charlie $150 million, right? But ever since the beginning of TPUSA, all the money has come from Jewish Zionist donors to that organization. And what are they doing? They're trying to influence the church. That's what they're trying to do. Boy, this all sounds familiar. But my point here is that Erica was here on Fox the other day telling everybody about how mad she is that people are making hundreds of thousands of dollars basically questioning all of the questions that have been given to the people. See, friends, they keep giving you more questions to the questions they haven't answered, and she's getting mad at the people that are trying to get closure to what happened, but they're not getting it. Okay? So she's going after people that are questioning the questions that have not been resolved. So what you need to understand is this. She's made over $100 million into TPUSA. She's capitalized off the death of Charlie Kirk. You should see their clothing line. It's sick. You should see the posts going across the board in the United States of people that are sick and tired of looking at it. Every time she gets out there on camera, she makes it worse. But she's made over $100 million into TPUSA. And she's yelling at people that are questioning the narrative that nobody believes. I have a picture right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. And it's posted of her who just, it's just amazing. I mean, she was acting like this within 2 weeks and a couple days after this alleged assassination took place. But she is sitting here having the time of her life selling plates and hosting a $10,000 plate dinner at Mar-a-Lago. Isn't that amazing how she gets frontline service to the people's White House and her husband, whom a lot of people didn't even know. More people didn't know who he was until after this took place, allegedly. But isn't it interesting how a podcaster gets all this attention? Isn't it interesting? So if something happens to me, friends, I guess my wife, she's going to get a front row seat at the people's White House. And then she's going to raise hundreds of millions of dollars. But nobody's paying attention to all of the connections with Erica Kirk. Oh, and it wasn't her alone. It was also Charlie. And their history with Raytheon in the Israeli military-industrial complex. Nobody's paying attention to it. But we even have employees now coming out telling the world what's actually going on in the inside. This is why nobody believes this lady. And for anybody that's going along with the narrative without questioning it, I want to remind you of something. These people live and bank on the fact that you will never believe that they're guilty of the things that they're capable of doing. And they are. And they are. You think that's a joke? And remember Johnson just hours after he was being sworn in on Air Force One? And yet 2 weeks prior to that, he told his mistress and his wife, it's in Lady Bird's book, that he knew 2 weeks before that JFK, he called him an SOB and he said, he will never embarrass me again. After the assassination, what did happen? Lyndon Johnson, that devil who was responsible for much more than the assassination of JFK, what did he do? He got up on television and he said, with all that's in me, I don't want to be here. I'd rather have it be him be here. I mean, folks, people don't understand these people operate in a different level of evil and wickedness. These people think they're above the law. That's what they think. They think and they act in such a way because the people are too, that's the word, naive to believe that they're capable of the crimes that they're guilty of. I'm just here to tell you that people are tired of this woman. They're tired of seeing her face on the screen. They're trying to figure out why she wants to be so private, but yet she's out here doing all these public appearances, raising hundreds and thousands of dollars on top of the $100 million that the TPUSA has raised since Charlie Kirk's alleged assassination. What I see here is just craziness. I wanted to tell you this too. Again, pay attention to what people, you need to have conversations about this because people are not going along with this narrative. Like I said, every time they see her on television, more questions are coming up than answers. And that's what it's designed to do. What I'm going to do on the other side of this break, since I got kind of brought over into this conversation, and thank you for bringing that up, my friend on live chat, my new friend on live chat, I want to play some audio for you from a guy that just went to Utah, that university where the alleged assassination took place. And I want you to listen to what people have to say there. Again, I'll just play a couple of them for you because I don't want to speak for everybody. I want you to hear for yourself what people across the boards are talking about. And they're trying to figure out why everything about this is proposing more questions than answers across the board. Okay, I'm going to play it in just a moment. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount." The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, you know, it's interesting, folks, just to let you know, we're supposed to guard our liberty with vigilance, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said. We have a Senator Tommy Trevilli. He said, and I want to get, I'm going to just highlight this, and then I'm going to get back to the video that I'm going to play for you in a moment. And maybe I should just play this for you so you guys can understand the severity of what's going on in this country. We have senators now that are predicting war. He's talking about Europe, and he's talking about what's going on in America here. And he's talking about, and I'm going to play this for you, where he's talking about over in Europe, the only way that they're going to get out of the position that they're now in is war. They're going to have to go to the streets. That's right. He's exactly right. But he's also talking about how this is going to come to American soil if the American people don't put a stop to it. Okay? Listen to this. This is coming from a senator, okay?
Of the things that we believe in, go by our Constitution. The Muslim group, Steve, this is World War III, okay? And it's going to be on our soil. And it's coming so fast, within 5 or 10 years, it is going to be way out of control. We have a prime example of this, Europe. Europe is gone, and they will have to fight in the streets to get it back.
Okay, so you see that. Just to show you that I'm not hyperventilating here. No, I'm indignant about what's going on in my country. I'm doing my best on the behalf of understanding my call to warn the American people as to what's going on and who the responsible party is. And I want to say this too. You can blame politicians all that you want to, but you've tolerated their crimes. It's the American people that have tolerated the crimes. It's time, Americans, and I say this out of heart of all sincerity, it's time to take responsibility, okay? This is happening in our country because people have continuously turned the other cheek when we're not told to turn the other cheek. We only have two. You do it three times, you're on your own. Oh, we're well beyond three times, friends. Let me get back to the point I was just making with TPUSA. There are so many people on independent journalists across the country that are asking questions that are being censored like mad. And apparently the American people are okay with that. It's okay for the government to illegally censor people that are telling you the truth that they don't want you to catch because they don't want to get in trouble. I was just highlighting the fact that TPUSA has proposed more questions than anything else. There's so much information that's being hid by Fox News as they're propping up Erica Kirk without giving you any background as to who her family is, her interconnections with Donald Trump. Giving you no information about when she was 17 years old, working with the Pentagon in Romania, where there was heavy allegations of child trafficking under her leadership. Oh, Americans, I know. It's just, isn't that just crazy? Yep, until it happens again. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Is it? It was fantastic. Somebody coined the fact that, you know what, I'm called a conspiracy theorist. And it's crazy because all the conspiracies that I've highlighted have come to pass. Will you give me some more theories? And yet when we look in the Word of God and we look to present history, we can see that it's exactly true. And let me put in contrast to that, you're the ones that are under attack. I got to get to this for the sake of time. I'm going to play this out just a little bit. We have an individual called Frontline. He went back to Utah Valley University, and he started to talk to some people. And I want you to hear some of the conversations that he had when he asked the question as to what are your thoughts as to what's going on. I want you to hear the response of the average person as to what's going on here. He didn't buy these people. He didn't rent them. They're not crisis actors. They're just people that were there. And he just asked the simple question as to what are your thoughts as to what's going on here with this whole alleged assassination.
Not having a memorial for Charlie and winning?
Yeah, 100%. There's a university link of these groups that are opposing putting any kind of memorial here, any of them. They say they don't want to memorialize Charlie Kirk. We just want students to go back to being students is what they're saying. So before Charlie came, there were 7,800 of them that signed a petition to make sure Charlie didn't make it here. The same groups, the ones that are saying, no, we don't want anything to do with Charlie. So right up ahead, this is the backside of what happened. You'll see the flowers. And less than a week, they tore the whole area up to make it look like nothing happened here. So you'll see that here shortly.
Okay, now he's just walking over and showing the people.
The tent was actually right here. Where are you at with everything?
Listen.
In all transparency, I think he was just a patsy. I think this is deeper than what people are thinking. And most people agree with me. Most people go, hey, it's just not some trans-loving kid that pulled a trigger up there. It's just not it anymore. You've got the local courts in Utah that are squashing, putting a gag order on anyone that was here in the audience.
I want you to think about that. The courts are putting a gag order on anybody that was there. Okay, do you see why people are asking questions? Do you see why people are mad and angry with Fox News trying to just paint over the top of the questions that haven't been answered when the people have the right to have the answers? Hey, what happened to the First Amendment? Who are these judges that put these gag orders on the American people? How is it that a judge lawfully sits there and gags people from what they've seen concerning this alleged assassination? Outside of the fact that they don't want anybody to tell the truth. Because the FBI's narrative, nobody believes. Do you understand? Nobody believes it. Except Fox News and the controlled operatives. That's the problem you're having. Even when Erica Kirk's being questioned or interviewed, it's all the same thing. How are you? What's going on? They're never real questions. They're all softballs. She knows exactly what they're going to be asking them. Again, just answer the question, friends. He's a podcaster. Why did he have hundreds of millions of dollars coming from Jewish donors into his organization? Did that just go away all of a sudden? How is it that he has Netanyahu offering $150 million if it's not a network that they're running through? Which, in fact, is exactly what's going on. It's exactly what's going on. See, this is what they do through authoritarian means, friends. They got to force obedience. And see, that force obedience here, for the most part, it's not going to work. That's why it's a push for war, and it's exactly what's going on. Let's go back to this. I also want you to highlight the fact that I'm playing this right now, and there's video. Obviously, you hear that or you see that. But on the video for the affiliates that are listening to me right now, it's interesting how just it took hours for them to take control over this alleged assassination scene. In spite of the fact there's no autopsy, don't ask any questions. There's no grave, don't ask any questions. There's no film concerning his entrance into the hospital. Don't ask any questions. There's a trap door right under where Charlie was. Don't ask any questions. There's no blood. Don't ask any questions. Folks, do you see where I'm going? Do you see how ridiculous all of this is? Yet again, I can go online right now and I can show you over 200 pictures just on one screen of John F. Kennedy's head blown into pieces. But yet we don't even know where Charlie Kirk is allegedly buried. And there's no film of this. Folks, we got film of his team as they put him into the SUV with no blood anywhere. Friends. No blood anywhere. We've seen them push away EMTs that were offering help. His team was already in place saying that, oh, he's been murdered. He's been murdered. He's been murdered. Everything about what took place that day is off. Don't ask me. Listen to this guy.
Order on legal. Supposed to put a gag order on you. And you're not supposed to talk about this. That's what they said. They want closed courts. No videos. We don't have time to go through it, but there's so much that isn't adding up. From the kid on the roof. Throws a bag off. There was no weapon in the bag. You can't break down a 30-odd six in 20 seconds. It takes 6 to 8 minutes to break that down. None of this adds up. None of it. So, out of respect for Charlie, we don't need to get too deep on it, but you know what? It's not adding up. Where's the ballistics? Where's the bullet? Where's a 190-grain bullet that went through? It makes no sense to me. None.
Yeah, and so supposedly the shooter was up that last roof back there.
Okay, so notice the language, friends. Yeah. Supposedly, yeah. See, the powers that are tolerated, namely your said representatives and the corrupt that are sitting on the benches, along with these unconstitutional organizations like the FBI. I mean, forget about all of those agents that were fired a week and a half before. Forget about the fact that the alleged crime scene was completely covered up within days. Forget about the fact that, folks, it looks like as if there was no crime committed. Because I'll tell you what, crime after crime after crime after crime has been committed by the police. Namely, the FBI. Why? Because if what we're being told is true, then they... I'm going to hang on here, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. What I want you to understand is that if Charlie is an allegation of his assassination, then what you need to understand is they didn't commit a crime. But if Charlie was truly assassinated, then they committed crime after crime after crime after crime. This guy here says that there was over 3,500 people there and a court came in and told every one of them to shut their mouth. But we're not allowed to ask questions concerning what happened there. I'll tell you what, friends, If you look at the outcome of what allegedly happened there, that looks like it was all pre-planned. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a little bit more of this so you guys can understand that there was a lot of stuff that was pre-planned where people were saying that this was odd the way it was taking place. Also contemplate the fact that there was no police there for over 20 minutes, and they were also given the stand-down order by the FBI. He was also allegedly taken to a hospital, not the one that was closer. He should have went to the trauma team where they were authorized to do that, and they were set up in such a situation where maybe they could have saved him if he was assassinated, right? Because that's what we've been told. We've been given no answers except that. Don't you dare ask any questions. You just follow our narrative. He's dead. Somebody killed him. That's all you need to know. Let's go over the top of it. Let's go on with our fundraisers. Let's go on partying like it's 1999. That's exactly what's going on here. And if you're as foolish as they want you to believe, then you, my friends, deserve exactly what you're going to get. They're trying to tell you to shut up when no answers have been given. No, this is why Americans are mad. This is why Americans are angry about what's going on here. I'm going to play a little bit more of this, and I want you to pay attention to what others are saying about it as well, friends, because that's all you're going to hear is this was strange. This was odd. This seems pre-planned. Okay, let's listen to more of this.
Right up there. See the L? It looks like LC. Building up above there.
Oh, I got you. So right yeah. There where I'm zoomed in on?
Yep.
Gotcha.
There was only, I think, 2 to 3 so-called security. And all it is...
On top of the fact that there, for those that didn't know, there's over 1,400 cameras there at the university. Did you hear what I said? 14 cameras, just like the school shooting in Florida at the offset of Donald Trump's first criminal tenure. There was over 70 cameras there. Eyewitnesses were talking to Nicholas Cruz. This is why, and I'm not a fan of hers at all, but this is why Marjorie Taylor Greene said that was all a false flag. Nicholas Cruz, friends, was hanging out with his friends. I have the audio videos. And it's interesting how the YouTube and the big tech companies are trying to scrub all of that visual for you. Because they only want you to come up with the conclusion that they want you to come up with. And if you dare ask questions, then you're a conspiracy theorist. Then I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm just not as stupid as you think. And I'm not as stupid as you want me to be. You're the clown that doesn't understand that if you're working for people that are telling you to lie, steal, and kill, that it's just a matter of time before they're going to get at you too. You're expendable, fool. You really are. But I'm not going along with that path. Nope. I'm going to stay my course. Because again, friends, there's too many questions going on here. And it's a distraction. Of course it is. But what bothers me about this is the fact that Fox News is out there giving her all the airtime she needs. And yet they're not telling you the response of the people. And she's not being asked real questions. Hey, Erica, I'm curious, your mom and your dad, they work for none other than Raytheon, right? Your mom and your dad, they work for the Israeli military industrial complex, right? You were friends with Donald Trump 3 years before you met Charlie, right? You won the pageantry, right? All by design. I mean, I hope there's no accolade with you there, knowing that they gave that to you. I mean, it's sick how you people operate. Hey, I got another question for you. Why were you given your own television program where it was showing you and your girlfriend hanging out with guys like a meet and greet dating game on television? I mean, how did you get that? Did you just come out of nowhere? Because there's really no offense, but there's really nothing special about you. Now, how did you get that? Hey, Erica, got a question for you. Is it true that you were doing business with the Pentagon and you had a Christian charity in Romania where children went they went missing and the people of Romania wanted you to get out of the country? No, don't ask those questions, people. Don't ask why it is that the organization has raised over $100 million and they're asking for, you know, $5, $10, $100, $10,000, $100,000. I'm not joking. I mean, do your best, Americans, just to shut those people up that are employees in TPUSA that are trying to get the information to you that something's seriously, seriously wrong going on. And the only way that you can bring conclusion, and the simplest way to bring about a conclusion is this, friends. You just got to ask yourself the question, why all the front row service coming from the People's White House? If you're not a part of the same problem that everybody else sees concerning this establishment. See, people don't think. They just go along with whatever they're told. Well, let me tell you something. There's a lot of courageous people out there that are not going to shut up. There's a lot of courageous people out there that's not going to allow the truth to fall in the street the way that many of you have. That's a fact. People are tired of being lied to. And how anybody goes to sleep, it's not just the person that should have a hard time going to bed that lies, but it's the people that put up with their lies and how they just pass it off like it's okay. Like, well, it's not my fault. It's not on me. Oh, yes, it is. Look what's happened to your country since the JFK assassination when you allowed the truth to fall in the streets. Read Isaiah 59, the whole of it. It's that important. What's happened to your country since then? Wasn't John F. Kennedy going to reverse a lot of the things that are taking place today? And now what's happening? They're trying to go, They're going through now, as long as everybody's okay with Donald Trump, he's trying to create a big, beautiful bill to go digital, a digital currency. And people don't understand that listen to me, and I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm going to play the video, and we're going to be done. The minute you go digital currency, you are done. Because then they will control every facet of your life. And then when that happens, you tell me how it's okay that they lied to you. Because now they got you in their grips concerning every facet of your life. I also wanted to say this too. If you want to see what's happening in America, that's all you have to do is look to China right now. Who's calling for a global order? People, you got to wake up. And I know a lot of people are. And I praise God for it. I'm going to come back to this, and I want you to listen to this, more of this concerning this visit at the Utah Valley University by none other than Frontline. We're listening to a guy right now who's just asked the question by the reporter, or the one that was actually doing the little documentary here for about 5 minutes. You know, what are your thoughts? Well, he doesn't agree with anything that's going on. He's trying to figure out why they're being lied to. He's trying to figure out why the judges are telling 3,500 people to shut their mouth. When the American people still haven't been given their answer. The only answers that you've been given are the ones that they want to give you. And that's their narrative, which, by the way, is not working for them because nobody believes it, except Fox News.
The university's kind of, you know, peacekeeper guys.
You were up here?
Mm-hmm.
And how long was it before you said no real cops?
No, it was like 20 minutes.
20 minutes before the police were called. But remember, we already heard that there was a stand down order given. This woman was asked the question. She was there. She said there was no police for 20 minutes. Okay?
Before any real cops came, huh? Right. It was a long time. I kept standing around here, walking around. Everybody else was all hiding, you know, in their rooms or whatever, you know, and I stayed out here and nobody made me leave. They didn't lock it down or nothing. They didn't lock it down for probably about an hour after.
They didn't lock it down for about another hour. Are you people paying attention? And what we're talking about here is just the tip of the iceberg with this whole TPUSA. I mean, we're seeing the pastor coming out lying about how there was blood all over his son, which is an absolute lie. How his son, little Mikey, had his phone up to his ear right when he heard a pop, and all of a sudden he's walking away. I mean, folks, it is ridiculous. And then there's conflicting stories that he was on the phone with Erica or he was on the phone with his dad. They can't get their story straight. So don't expect, friends, you to have them tell you the truth, because there's no truth in these people at all.
And you guys were here, too.
We were
here. Talk to me about your experience.
We were back there by more where the camera was filming, or one of them, and we heard the shot go off. Then I ran into the Wolfson Center and then back out, and then just back by where the shooter allegedly was. And I don't know, I knew that it was a gunshot pretty quickly, and I didn't see much, but then I came up to kind of the platform above, and it was just like kind of a mess. Like, no one. There weren't very many people down here, but there were some people, and there's just a lot of confusion.
Yeah, so we were together when the shot happened, and then we both couldn't run in towards the building together, and then we're separated right away. So I ran in the building and came back out because Andrew's my son. I had other kids here too, my other daughter. And came back out to the plaza to just to see what was going
on. Let me tell you how this whole thing is going to collapse. Okay. I would ask the people that are in Utah that have been told to shut their mouths, who have been a bunch of good slaves, making sure they don't expose the master for more lies. I'm just kind of curious to know where those said judges derived or extracted constitutional authority to tell you to shut up in the first place. See, there's the problem. You don't know that it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. And I want to tell you what you do have going for you is the authority, because we have the provision to remove the judges for not sitting during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. You can remove them, impeach them for what they're doing, which is unconstitutional, and giving cover to those that are responsible for this alleged assassination or this propaganda psyop, right? What you need to understand is he doesn't have the authority to do that. Neither does she. They need to be removed and they need to be prosecuted for their crimes. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Once they see that the 3,500 people understand what I just said and they take it back to this corrupt politician, that's what they are, sitting on the judge playing the activist, guess what? You're going to put the fear in God of all of them and they're not going to lie to you anymore. You remove the judge and everybody starts talking out. The feds, they lose their narrative, which they've never had anyways. Nobody trusts this little bug-eyed pastel. Nobody trusts the guy. They see he's a plant. He's another little Zionist, and that's what his girlfriend is, friends. The list goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. What happens when they can't control the mob lawfully? What happens? They lose. What happens when the people, the righteous people in this country, stand up and be the law that they're called to be and to be the government that they have been ordained to be in this institution that God has ordained? Exodus 18, 21 and 25. I'm curious. I mean, it's almost like people are afraid to be free because they don't know how to act. That's really what it is. Here, I'll tell you how to act. Just do the right thing, because liberty is the right to do what the law permits. That's it. And then you're liberated when you obey from the heart that form of doctrine that's been given unto you, Romans 6. You're enslaved when you listen to these tyrants. And that's what they are. They're tyrants. This governor of the state of Utah, he's as corrupt as they are all the way from the top, federal, state governments, to the bottom. He's a sellout. He's creepy, man. He comes across as absolute pedophile to me in so many different ways. Switching their narrative around, trying to make their narrative fit regardless if it comes together or not. We've seen the said governor do that. I just got to say this, and I will play the rest of this. How the bad guys who are getting older, just like the rest of us, day by day by day by day, continuously dare the justice that they're going to get on judgment day, heaping up the wrath of God upon themselves by going on with their bad, devilish selves. Okay, my goodness. They lie. They steal. They kill. They propagandize. Their whole end aim, friends, is to see what they can get away with. And the problem is there's too many people that are going the same direction that they are to let them go away or get away with it. It's embarrassing. My goodness, friends, there's no truth in any of this narrative. There's no truth. There's no truth in what we're getting from Erica Kirk. There's none. I would love to get her on respectfully and ask her the questions that nobody wants to ask. Those questions that I brought up and proposed to you, they're out of sight and out of mind. Just asking about her background. No, that is forbidden anybody asks her that. And all of the useful idiots in the mainstream media, they know their lane. They better stay in their lane, because if they step outside of their lane, they're going to get fired. You can't do that. There's too much money involved here. Too much money involved here, friends. I'm here to tell you, people are not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm here to tell you, every time they see Erica Kirk on television, namely Fox News, that wants her privacy so much, she's out there doing a Fox News run right now on all of these outlets by these useful idiots that dare not, like Megyn Kelly, who is a nasty woman. She is a nasty soul who dare not ask real questions. Just go along with it. I mean, everybody knows there's something wrong when she keeps dabbing her dry eyes and looking up. So everybody, she loves attention, man. This is a honeypot, is what this is. Clearly, if it's legitimate, and that's what we're asking, is to legitimize the answers given to us. That's what we need. We need the answers. We need the answers. I was saying something to you guys earlier about Nicholas Cruz in Florida, about that school shooting that took place there. I have video of people that were hanging out with Nicholas Cruz while they were hearing shootings going on in the other part of the campus, which is probably 200 or 300 yards away. I have audio and video showing when the teachers were asked what happened in that school shooting. She said when she went outside into the hallway, she thought it was the police that were doing the shooting. Okay, and again, what begs the question, just like what we're doing over here with this alleged assassination with Charlie Kirk, is there was over 70 cameras there, but none of them were released. That goes back to Columbine. That goes back to Mandalay Bay, people. All of the evidence has been redacted, just like the Epstein file. Nobody's talking about the Epstein file anymore, conveniently. Isn't that crazy? Out of sight and out of mind. Why? Because they're off onto another topic. The people are so entertained like a bunch of Stoics and Epicureans. They love to be entertained. But folks, 70 cameras in that school, and we've not seen any film. And yet, Nicholas, they had the case settled right away. Just like any other conspiracy that they are a part of, Jeremiah 11:9, which is a conspiracy, they give you the lone wolf and they give you a sealed deal just the same way that they're trying to go down the road with this Utah alleged assassination at the university with Tyler Robinson, which nobody believes. Notice that? They just give you the answers right away. They got every, remember after September 11th, the next page on the paper, I mean, people were saying, how did they seal this deal? Why do they got all these terrorists on the front page of the paper? Boy, that was the quickest investigation into indictment and prosecution known to mankind. But yet if we want, like for example, if we have a court case, it takes 2 to 3 years to get down to the nitty gritty concerning the truth of the matter. This is how stupefied people have become to believe it. Boy, to all you people out there that are not worked up about what's going on in your country, I'd ask you, how much do you love it? That's the question I have for you. How much do you love your country that you're okay with what's going on? Seriously.
I was far enough back that I didn't see him get shot. So we heard the noise, but didn't know exactly what had happened. So I came back out to the plaza and or to this courtyard, and it was just very, there were people just kind of walking around, didn't know what happened. And then it was about 20 minutes or so until police came and then started to rope off the area, tell people to move. And then maybe about 45 minutes later, we were in the building because my nephews was in lockdown. He had entered one of the rooms and the door had locked behind him and he couldn't get out either direction. So I was trying to get him.
Okay, so you're listening to this woman and this young kid, which happens to be her kid. And did you know, and I know I said it earlier, but if you're just joining us now, there's over 1,400 cameras at that university. And you also realize that there was 4 TPUSA high-def cameras that were right in front of Charlie. None of it's been released. Everybody's told to shut up. And anybody that questions it, you got little Erica out there playing the victim. Mad at anybody that would dare question the narrative. Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Well, once you start to make the connections between Erica and the Trumps and Israel and the military-industrial complex, I don't think I should have to say anymore, but I do because some people still don't understand that that is nefarious every step of the way. Let's listen to the rest of this one, and then I want to go over to one that ran for governor, and then that will be the end of the show today.
Here. I think this is one of the biggest crowds we've ever had. There's so much support here, and it's just feels wrong that somebody would do that to him, especially here.
I mean, initially I was standing right down there, right where your guy in the red is standing.
So you were behind the tent?
Yeah. Yeah, I came in with Charlie. I talked to him just before. But this is a college thing. It's not for old gray-haired politicians. And I thought, I'm gonna go up top here and meet some of my people. And I was on the phone with them. Hey, where are you at? So I was back here, and she said, well, I'm down by the fountain. So I started to walk in to come down the stairs to the fountain, and I heard a big bang behind me, and it took a couple of seconds before kind of like, I think that had to have been a gunshot. So I ran back out.
So you were coming in this way, and you heard the bang behind you. So fitting.
The best I could tell was behind me. Like I say, I'd gone through one door. It's a breezeway. I was in the second door, so I'm underneath. When I came out, I thought it's got to be above. It has to be above me. So I thought it was probably on the roof of the Losi Center, but that's just from my perspective. Then when they showed the, a couple of days later when they showed the spot where they, the presumed shooter was, I thought,
It made sense for what you
kind of fits with what I heard, yeah.
So you went out the opposite direction?
No, I went right back out the door. I came in and over to the edge to see, because I thought there was going to be, I just assumed there was going to be more shots. I thought it was going to be a mass shooting. When I looked down, I saw all the commotion around Charlie down here, and then no shots, even for a few seconds. Then you think, okay, well, it was probably a target, and it was probably Charlie. People were still running, for their lives and screaming. It was pretty horrific. But in my mind, I thought, okay, this is probably not a mass shooting, or otherwise we would have been hearing some more shots fired. So, and about that time.
I wanted to highlight the fact, too, and I'll play the rest of this individual here who ran for governor of Utah. I would also have the people understand that what is being sold to us as far as the first film, the initial film that was released to us, that film was all doctored up. That was the film the government wanted us to see. That's what the propagandists wanted us to see. That film was all doctored up. You need to understand that first film that was released, it was all doctored up. And once it was analyzed, you had professionals, military guys, and audio guys online, individual independent journalists that were out there telling the people that this is fraud, this is fraudulent film. It's been doctored up. It's been played with. And then all of a sudden, remember, the film just disappeared? Well, they wanted the people to see what they wanted them to see, and then all of a sudden it disappeared. Hey, aside of that, remember on September 9th, there was a book out already released through Amazon called Killing Charlie Kirk? See, I mean, this is the kind of stuff, it's pre-planned nonsense. And don't take that too far out there, friends. Because if you remember right, the Simpsons have had, up to date, I believe the number, in all accuracy, is up to 45 times these soothsayers have pre-planned the outcomes up to 20 years later. Simpsons prophesied, say they, that's what a foreteller is. They're human and they're creating the scenarios and then they're sitting back and playing the prophets. Well, they're not prophets of the Lord. They're prophets of man, carnality, right? They're creating these issues. But the pictures that years later, decades later have come out, even with Donald Trump from The Simpsons, they'll take exact pictures of what they made cartoons out to be 20 years prior to it actually happening. So this is all pre-planned nonsense. Okay, a lot of it. So again, don't think that this is too far out there. You are dealing with some evil, evil people that are responsible for much of what you are dealing with today. Okay? And the way that you see this is keep your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ and Him alone, and He'll anoint your eyes to see and your ears to hear what in fact is going on here.
I asked two girls that were standing there, I said, Did that not happen right here? And they pointed and said, yeah, right over there. And they pointed right to where the Losi building is.
He's talking about how the shot came from the back where he was. He asked his friends that question. But yet the military experts are saying that the shot didn't come from the back. It came from real close to where Charlie was, if in fact that's what happened.
They're up there, and I just thought, I bet it's on top of the Sorensen building roof. It's just my assumption. But all of it was just my observations. I don't know anything. It's just observations.
How long was it before you realized Charlie had been hit, and then that it was that it was a fatal?
It was very clear that they were rushing what I thought was Charlie off. So there was a lot of commotion.
Said what I thought Charlie. That's what he said. What I thought was Charlie. Okay.
Somebody in a white shirt, and they were going, and I just assumed that's got to be Charlie. In your mind, you're thinking, hopefully it's just through the air, or, you know, just a. And then really soon afterwards, they were saying, oh, he's got a pulse, so he's at the hospital. And so you're like, and they've got the shooter, that George Zinn guy. So all of the.
Remember the distractions? Remember the guys that came out and they were distracting the people, saying they were the ones that committed the act? They were the ones that took the shot, only to find out that they weren't. And then they were distracting the people from what was taking place here. This is all by design. Confusion by design, Daniel 9-7.
Commotion, all the
group. Now listen carefully to what he says about the hospitals.
Numbers that are going around, but the people that were close, you know, who were all, you know, friends of mine for the most part, and they're saying, oh no, there's no way he survived that. So they're saying what they saw. I didn't see any footage of the actual shot till clear the next day. I saw that. It's like, yeah, that is not a
survivable.
Not something you survive.
Yeah.
So it was weird then as to why are we getting all this news from. Like, oh, my cousin's at the hospital and he's, you know, thriving. He's coming, you know, things like that. They're just, and why they took him to Tim View Hospital was weird versus Utah Valley Hospital, which is a, you know, a level one trauma center, and they go up the road. All these things don't, yeah, Timpanogos things.
You hear that?
Yeah, all these things that just don't add up. The George Zinn thing, when I saw that it was George Zinn, because everybody in Utah in politics knows George Zinn. It's like, oh, please, that's not your shooter. And then they got somebody else, and they let him go. And then they started swarming the neighborhood. So it's like, clearly there's something more going on here. But, yeah, right off the bat, when I saw it was about a day, at least a day or maybe 2 days later, when I saw the footage of the person walking down the street compared to the person in the stairwell, I thought, that's not the same person. That's not the same person.
See, but but your media told you it was the same person, and yet this guy said it wasn't the same person. And now what he's going to tell you is this is where he grew up, and this is where all of his family grew up. And again, they don't see, this is what the problem is with the people in this country. The mainstream media gets involved. They're not eyewitnesses, okay? And what they do is they drive the narrative that they've already got pre-planned. And they drive that pre-planned narrative, and they want the people to believe it. And the last thing that they want in anything, in any investigation or as an eyewitness, they don't want eyewitnesses. Bradley, how do you know that so well? Because, friends, if you haven't done a Google search on who I am by the mainstream media, who's accused me of everything under the sun, but of what I am guilty of, folks, they've accused me of everything I'm not guilty of, and the things I'm guilty of, they haven't accused me of. Just ask my wife, she'll tell you. Okay? They don't ask questions. They have narratives. That's all. They want to reaffirm their narratives, to create a narrative, to drive. Hey, folks, listen carefully. Learn something here. The best way to lead or control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Create the narrative, drive it, and tell the people believe it. Okay? That's why you have a Candace Owens. That's why you have a Nick Fuentes, who's, by the way, they're all going along with the shooter from the FBI, driving the same narrative. They're confusing the people. Why is it that you agree with this, but then you come over here? Because they're all paid media influencers. And for those that didn't know, Candace Owens received the same money from the Rothschilds that, guess who did? Charlie Kirk and TPUSA did. And it's also Candace Owens that came out and said that she was the only TPUSA Mason over there. She's telling you she's a liar. My goodness, people, if just the people here that are watching right now would do themselves and their friends a favor, they need to tell them if there's anybody out there on internet platforms that are mega, mega big and they're not being censored or suppressed, you need to understand that they're paid media influencers to do the things that they're doing. There is nobody out there that is actually telling you what you need to hear. You have people out there telling you what you want to hear. And what they're trying to do, folks, it's like the paper. It's like the paper every day. You can have on the headline that there's a war and America's in a war with another country, but what will they put on the front page? Of all that bad news and all those things that are taking place in your country, what do they do to put everybody back to sleep on that front page? They put what's going on with the entertainers. They put on there the football scores. What do they put on there? What movies are coming out now? What are they doing, folks? They're appeasing the people while, in fact, in many cases, they're actually telling you partial truths as to what they're, in fact, responsible for committing against you. They're appeasing the American people. So anyways, friends, with that, we could go on and we could go on and we could go on. I do want to say thank you very much for thinkers out there. I totally appreciate you. I'm glad that you're pulling the curtain back and you're digging in and you're not settling for the lies that have been sold to us, friends, and that you're not settling for the lies that are being told to us by this media, okay, and the corrupt that are selling you out because they're a part of that lucrative business now to play the Judas, not realizing that when they sell out the truth that sooner or later they're going to end up committing suicide just like Judas. Read Luke 22:48. Again, we'll talk to you in 23. I got you from 1 to 3 tomorrow on Saturday. We love you by what we do. Please do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's articles over there. I do want to show you this really quick because this is what I was going to cover today. And it's this right here. The video that no one wanted you to pay attention to. It was a documentary that we did four years ago. And it's right here. It's called Islam in Minnesota. I was going to highlight today on the show that Islam, they're finding more fraud now in Maine. They're finding fraud all over the country now coming from the Muslims that your said representatives, both federal and state, have lured into your country. That's an act of treason, Americans, Article 3, Section 3. And it is punishable by death. So quit acting like what's going on here is by chance. If you take that to scripture, this is clearly the hand of God. Hey, the Lord is preeminent, friends. He oversees all the good, bad, and the ugly, and the indifferent. He's over those that are being judged. He's over those that are being blessed. And don't forget it. He is the Lord of Lords and he is the King of Kings. He's the governor of all nations and the government is upon his shoulders. So understand that's who we have to get back to be empowered by his Holy Ghost, to right these wrongs after we repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Again, love you by what we do, but I did want to say, check out that article. I appended it on the bottom of my Rumble feed today. Do watch the video. Do yourself and watch the video. The documentary is second to none. It was so well done, and it was 4 years ahead of the game, and now we're here. When we made it, no one wanted to pay attention to it. Now everybody wants to see the video. Again, it's appended right on Rumble there. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23.